Veterans Day is coming, of course, on Thursday. Last census indicated there were over 13,000 veterans living here in Kalamazoo County, and they'll be honored on Thursday at 2 in the annual Kalamazoo County Veterans Day ceremony at the Robert L. Cook Veterans Memorial Plaza at Rose Park, which is at East Michigan Avenue and King Highway. And that will include honoring the third annual 2021 Kalamazoo County Veteran of the Year. So we have that to look forward to. But in the meantime, in this pandemic world in which we live, veterans have been struggling a bit on many fronts, including financially. Joining us right now from Custom Wealth Solutions, Kyle Whipple is with us, financial expert who has some expertise on this topic with us this morning on WKZO. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to chat with you this morning. So let's talk a little bit about veterans and what they have been going through during the pandemic, particularly from a financial standpoint. Are there particular things that have impacted veterans more than others?
You know, I think when it comes down to the core of what people are concerned about from a financial standpoint, it's pretty close across the board. However, statistically, for whatever reason, we've read that veterans tend to carry a higher amount of debt. And so, you know, I think one of the big things is making sure that you have a plan moving forward is really, really important, whether you're transitioning from service to civilian life, or even if you're still enlisted in service, having that plan moving forward is always really important. We call that a retirement blueprint.
Well, one statistic that jumps right off the page is the fact that during the pandemic, the unemployment rate for veterans has jumped considerably.
Well, yeah, and I think one of the interesting things that we've seen when people return from service and head back to civilian life, you know, it's a hard transition because you start out, and when you're in combat or you're in the service, you have an MO, you have direction, you know exactly where you're going and what you need to do, and all of a sudden you hit that transition. And there is a bit of a scrambling of trying to figure out, where am I going to fit in? Where do I find purpose and target? And so I think sometimes, you know, learning to adapt is really important. And I think when the pandemic hit, it kind of pulled the rug out of people who were trying to get their feet set, including veterans who, you know, might have been behind the eight ball, so to speak, a little bit.
Kyle Whipple's with us from Custom Wealth Solutions on WKZO. We're talking about what veterans have been experiencing in this pandemic world in which we live. And one thing that maybe hasn't been mentioned too often is the fact that veterans find support with each other and people who may not necessarily be veterans by gathering together in different meeting places. But with COVID situation, a lot of that has been taken away. They have lost many of their meeting spaces where they can get together and share their thoughts and feelings on this.
Yeah, the camaraderie is huge. So part of the reason that I have such a place in my heart for veterans, my father's a Vietnam veteran. He fought with the 173rd Airborne, which is something he's very proud of. And so I grew up going to the local VFW and VVA, Vietnam Veterans of America, chapter meetings and events and things like that. And it's been pretty difficult. And he's in his, you know, close to mid-70s. And a lot of those guys really looked forward to those weekly meetings. And so I think being able to find support, make sure that you have people checking in on you. If you know veterans, check in on them. Give them a call. Ask them how they're doing. It's one of the ways that we're able to give back for the service that they've given our country.
And if you are a veteran or a family member of a veteran who is watching their pocketbook and their situation, what kind of advice would you give them as far as making sure they can not be so impacted by this pandemic?
Yeah, I think a lot of this goes back to having a plan. And somebody said, well, you know, you keep mentioning retirement plan. But that starts, I just talked to a client's son who's in the Navy down south, and he called up and he said, Kyle, I really don't know what I'm doing. I keep putting money away. And I said, well, I want you to know I'm proud of you for doing that. Keep up the good work. But I always tell people, you got to think short term and long term. So in the short term, build up an emergency fund. So when hard times hit, you're not having to charge things or go into debt. But also in the short term, think about the long term. What am I putting away for? What am I working towards? If you have a 401k or a TSP or a 403b or 457 or whatever that plan is, make sure you're putting money away for retirement. And I think those things help cover you over the short term and the long term.
Kyle Whipple's been with us from Custom Wealth Solutions talking about the impact financially and well-being-wise on veterans in this pandemic world in which we live. And I appreciate you coming on with us and sharing some of these important thoughts with us during this week where we think about and honor our veterans.
Absolutely, Ken. And if people want to find out some more information or read up, our website's www.customwealthsolutions.com. They can look up our book, Retirement Blueprint, but anything that we can do to help give back, we'd love to do that. So I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Kyle, thanks so much for your time. On Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on Monday on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.